She's only 28 and she's got her own gin label. Her name is Sewela Mokoena and she is at Whiskey and Spirits Live. She is from a village in Limpopo and she makes gin. Where did it come from, Sewela?
Hi, Bruce. So 1128 is... It started...
1128 started and then she pulls the microphone closer to herself. This is real life drama.
Well, it started because I'm such a gin enthusiast and, you know, my job requires me to always entertain clients and I wanted to do a gin tasting. So after doing a little bit of research into where I can get gins, local gins, I realized that there aren't a lot of local gins in Limpopo. And so I went to go study and learn how to distill at Distillique. And thereafter, I realized that, I think I want my own brand.
And how many different, I mean, you've brought us a pink gin this evening, 1128, pomegranate and rose, and it's lovely, and it's fruity, and it's light, and it's lunchtime, and it's summer, and it's everything that is good about gin. And you put it with Fitch and Leeds tonic, because you are a dedicated follower of Fitch and Leeds. How many different distillations do you have?
So we distill it 7 times. Yeah, so the first process is we're making the neutral spirit and we distill it. And after distilling it, then that's when we start infusing the flavors. So it's got 7 botanicals inside. And with each, after the ginning run, we start infusing all the flavors. And the final run is when we oil infuse it because it's got essential oils. Like the rose that you smell.
No, but taste. That's why it is a very strong, yes. Lovely underlying fragrance to the gin as well. From start to finish, how long has this process taken? I mean, to get you to a point where you are now bottling and producing and distributing and marketing.
From start to finish, in terms of the whole business itself.
Where you began, from the dream to now.
I started this late last year.
That's a remarkable turnaround.
Yeah, just around my birthday last year.
So what's your background? Are you a marketer by...
I'm a marketer by profession. I'm a media strategist for a broadcaster. And yeah, I just wanted to join the industry and see what it was about.
Can this become your life? I mean, it clearly is an obsession and you're very happy with it, but can you turn this into a business that can sustain you?
I think I can, definitely. I just need to work on getting my own distillery up and running.
Because you outsource production
to
a third-party distillery. But lots of people do that sort of thing. I mean, there's no harm in doing it. You don't lose anything.
No.
Or do you just want to own the process?
I want to own the process, and I want to bring in a lot of tourism in Limpopo as well. So it's a double-sorted thing that I want to do. So bring in the tourism in Limpopo as well. I come from a beautiful place in Zinine. And I want to showcase all that beauty. So that's why I actually want to own my own distillery.
Has the community of Zinine, I mean, if I went into a bar in Zinine, would I find 1128? Have they bought into the fact that local is good and local must be supported?
Definitely. I'm receiving overwhelming support from everybody in Limpopo, especially Polokwane, where I'm based right now.
It's an extraordinary story, and thank you for sharing it. Your
thank
gin
you.
Is lovely, and it's summer in a glass. It really is good. Good luck at the show. Have you had good response so far this evening?
Definitely, and some really good feedback as well that I'll take with me.
Excellent. And can we expect more variations into
more
the future?
More variations.
An extraordinary story of 28-year-old Sewela Mokoena from Zinine in Limpopo, who has had a media career but is diversifying into the world.